Hello everybody, welcome back. Happy weekend. I hope everybody had a great week. Happy Saturday. I'm literally just laying in bed. It's like 4 a.m. I need to get my sleep schedule back on track, but I just felt like, why not do my podcast right now? Why not talk right now? Like, literally, why not? I was kind of just thinking, because I had a pretty chill day. I haven't got my nails done since 2019. I started doing them at home, and I just wasn't that satisfied with them. They were cute for a minute, but I needed to step it up a little bit, so I found a new nail tech. Guys, Facebook isn't the move, but when you're trying to look for a nail technician, literally you need to look on Facebook and like look in groups around your area, because that's how I found my new girl. Anyways, besides that, sorry about the rambling. Right now, I kind of just wanted to dive into why mystery is so important. Why privacy and being a little bit mysterious and a little bit low-key is so important to your peace, your image, your happiness, your health, like literally everything. Just, you don't need to be everywhere all of the time. You don't need to be on all social medias all of the time, etc. I'm not going to talk about it too much today. I definitely want to dive into it for a longer episode explaining more in detail, but I kind of just wanted to touch on it because, like, why not? So, in my opinion, you can be private and still post on social media. I do not post on Instagram. I haven't posted an Instagram picture in years. I don't use Instagram. I have the app, but I only use it if I'm looking for something specific. So, like I was just saying, looking for a nail technician, I would go on Instagram, look up nail techs in the city that I want, and do that. Or like if I needed to see if Telfar was releasing a bag, or if I wanted to look at a certain brand, or, you know, look at trend mood, stuff like that. Like, I still have the app, but I don't like scroll on my feed. I don't scroll on the explore page. It's just not for me. I just haven't really vibed with Instagram in years, and I just don't post on it. So there's that, but you can be private and post on Instagram. Like, I'm not saying never ever post again, because I know a lot of people do like posting, and for some people, it's also their job. It could be a great source of income. You can be an influencer and post every day and make money from social media, but you can still be private. Like, my way of being private on social media is, if you're going to use the app a lot and you're going to post a lot, don't post intimate moments. Like, okay, post when you get your nails done, post a cute selfie, post a cute dinner here and there, post those types of things. I feel like that's cute. And, like, people around you, like, it's so, I honestly find it fun to see, you know, like, what people are eating when people get their nails done. Because, like, I don't know, it's just cool to see little things into people's lives. But we don't need to see 100 snaps of you all day long, every single day. Or every single time you hang out with your friend group, you do not need to be posting video after video and picture after picture, because it's just like, it ruins that aura of like, who is she hanging with? Who is she dating? What is she doing? What does she do for fun? Like, what is she doing this weekend? Like, or like if you spot her at a restaurant, or you, like, you spot this girl at this restaurant, and she, like, seems so cool and mysterious, and then you go on her Instagram, and she's already posted 100 million pictures of her day, and of her at the restaurant, and it's like, oh, okay, like, I already know everything about you. Like, you don't need to have your entire life laid out on your page. Like, I would not suggest putting where you work. Don't really, like, I feel like pets, stuff like that, like, it's just like, why? Like, I can see posting it on your story once in a while, but, like, especially your friend group, I just feel like or your friends in general, you don't need to post pictures with your friend every time y'all hang out. I promise you, and I promise you, you do not need to post all day long every single day either. You just don't need to do it. It just ruins that aura, like I already said. It's not... I don't know. But basically, you can be private and post on social media every day. You just have to post the right things. And just don't reveal too much about yourself. Don't talk about where you work, what you do for a living, all of that kind of thing. Or like what you want to do in the future, what your goals are. Posting like 100 memes a day, like post. I just feel like posting a lot is just a little too much. Like, it's just a little too much. Like, just don't. I actually have a private Snapchat story. I never, ever post on my real Snapchat story. Maybe, like, once a year. But I have a private Snapchat story. But it has, like, a couple of my friends on it. Like, it has, like, a couple people that I've known, like, my whole life. It has my cousin on it. It has my man on it. And I post on there, like, all day long, every day. And I feel like that's a way that you can have fun with social media without letting every single person in the entire world be able to know what you're up to at all times, where you work, what you love doing, what your pets look like, what your room looks like, what you wear every single day, what you're doing constantly, like, just constantly. I would highly suggest just making a private story that can basically be your little diary where you can still post fun things, where you can still talk about things you're doing, but it's more intimate. And I'm not saying a private story with people you're acquaintances with, because that defeats the entire purpose, because then those acquaintances are going to go around and talk about you and what you're doing and where you've been and who you're hanging around with. And again, that ruins the aura of mystery. It just does. When everybody knows what you're up to all of the time. But like, if it's a couple close friends who are already gonna know what you're up to anyways, and they already know these things about you, literally go crazy. Like, it's so fun for me to do this. I highly recommend it. Like, I honestly post on there like at least 4 times a day. The most random stuff, like if I'm loving a product, if my pets are doing something cute, if I cleaned my room and I want to show it off, if I have a cute outfit, just a selfie, food, Starbucks, literally random stuff, like literally anything, or just like how I'm feeling, I post it on there. Like, you can still have fun with social media and have it be intimate. And I think that's so cool. Like, that's what's so cool about private stories. Like, I love it. I just love it. And then your friends can comment on it and you can talk to your friends. But I mean friends, y'all. I don't mean the one girl who sat in your biology class in 11th grade and you're now 25 years old. Like, no. Absolutely not. That's not what I mean. I mean the people that you talk to at least a couple times a week. I think there are, like, there are 6 people on my private story, including my boyfriend and my cousin. That's it. That's literally it. Like, you don't need to have the whole town on there. But, sorry, I dropped my microphone. Anyways, you also shouldn't have too many posts or pictures. I feel like unless you're making money from posting, or you just genuinely really like doing it, why are you putting so much effort and so much energy into your posts if it's not fun for you? Or if you're not making money off of it? Like, you're just doing it because you feel like everybody else is doing it. Like, just, you just don't. You just don't have to. And same with Snapchat stories. Why do people still post on their Snapchat stories? Why? Why? Like, I might post a Snapchat story or a picture on my Instagram this year, for my birthday, because it's like a kind of a milestone birthday. So I might do that just because to document it for myself. But why do people do that every day? Like, why do you want to show the world what you're doing, like, all the time? And again, this is like not if you're like making money off of social media, because if you are, then I completely get it. But it's like, okay, how are you going to be the cool mysterious girl if we go on your Snapchat story and you got 100 million things on there? How? I don't know. I just love not posting and being like, what's she up to? Like, what is she doing with her life? Like, where has she been? Like, I just love that. I don't know why. I've always been like this for like the last couple of years, but yeah. I'm not saying never post. I don't really know what I'm saying. I'm really tired, but take everything that I said with a grain of salt. Ultimately, it's your decision. Do what you want to do. But just try to be a bit more private. Like I already said a billion times, just keep the intimate stuff on an intimate private story. And then, you know, once in a while, pop out with a picture. Something like that. So, yeah. Anyways, I hope everybody is having a great weekend and a great day. I'm probably going to post a couple times this weekend, because why not? So, yeah, I hope everybody has a great weekend. Happy Virgo season. Bye! I will see y'all in the next one.